I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
To be loved! To be loved! Wow! What a feeling! To be loved!
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Not like a duplex, but like a hood duplex, you know.
Landry Locker and John Lopez.
The Rams have male cheerleaders.
Yeah.
They have two. I know you like male cheerleaders. You don't like female cheerleaders, so.
What the hell's
you
the know? Problem?
I mean, what Texas A&M?
Those aren't cheerleaders.
I'm talking about Texas A&M as male cheerleaders.
Yell leaders.
Come on, bro.
Run your college football.
Come on, bro. Those are not.
This is In the Loop on Houston Sports Leader.
He's really a great cheerleader guy.
Sports Radio 610.
Happy hump day. There is a lot of glow going on in the halls. I don't know if it's there. I don't know if the calendar is marked for a lot of these old married types, but it looks like people got a little bit of that extra glow, if you know what I'm saying, Mr.
J-Lo. I know
J-Lo.
What you mean.
You always got the glow.
I always
have. But there's
the
a lot of people who don't always have the glow, and since it is Valentine's Day, I'm seeing a lot of happy women. I'm seeing a lot of happy guys.
Is it better to get or to give on Valentine's?
Get. Get.
For us, get.
Get.
For us, get.
100%.
No doubt. Happy Valentine's Day, boys. Can you do that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, J-Lo.
You too, Figgy. Thank you.
Yeah, same to you.
And let's just start the show off right now, because we are 5 days away from one of the most anticipated moments that we've been talking about for a long time. We'll tell you what that is at 10:20. 10:40, should the Texans be upping their insurance policy? And I'm talking about you, Case Keenum. Should Case Keenum be coming to town? Gerard Johnson's going to hop in at 11. I'm going to give you a guideline on key dates for the NFL offseason. Jeff Luno dropped a bomb. He said the Astros were close to acquiring Bryce Harper. What's a Bryce Harper-like move that the Houston Texans could make this offseason? But if you forgot about Valentine's Day, fear not, because we are men of the people here at In the Loop. Right now, you can win a suite for your sweetie in our Ultimate Valentine's Day package, which includes a night out with a suite at the JW Marriott downtown, a bottle of bubbly known as champagne in the room, a rose petal display, a Valentine's brunch for two, and time at the spa by the JW. All you got to do is go to sportsradio610.com/JW, upload a video explaining why you deserve this suite for you and yours, and you could win a romantic getaway courtesy of our friends at the JW Marriott. Again, just go to sportsradio610.com/JW, upload your video, and you could be getting bailed out courtesy of Landlock and J-Lo.
This is so easy. This is so easy. Just be creative, put a little time in, and we'll take care of you.
Exactly. That's all you need. By the way, speaking of taking care, I was at a party last night.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice party.
A key party?
Open bar. There were girls hanging down the ceiling with champagne.
Really?
Yeah. Pouring champagne for you.
What was this all about?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah?
There
so
was,
it was a key party.
There was some nice grub. Ate me some fat shrimp cocktail. Some steak.
Mm-hmm.
I ate some chicken.
You didn't put any dressing on it, did you?
No.
Good.
They had some pizza. But you know what?
Yeah?
I'm a teammate.
You are a teammate.
Because I got you and Sean a gift.
You did?
I got you and Sean a gift.
How about that?
I was thinking about you guys. I'm going to present it to you right now.
Sorry, Figgy.
Well, this ain't the Figgy type of gift. This is you and Sean. And I didn't get it for anyone but you two.
Okay, what'd you get us?
Because in the corner there,
mm-hmm.
at this nice party, there was a man.
Mm-hmm.
He looked very, very like he ran a nice establishment.
Yes.
He ran a hand roll cigar company.
Are you kidding me?
So, John Lopez,
you got me a cigar?
I got you a cigar, and it's already cut, sir.
Oh, my God.
It's a very nice one, too. Just smell it. That's just for you.
Dude.
Just for you.
You can't smoke in this room, right?
If you want, you can.
Who said that?
We can get away.
Who said that?
We can see what we can get away with.
Look at this. Here, take my picture.
You want a picture of a stoke?
Yeah, how about that? Happy Valentine's Day to me.
Let me take this pic real
exactly.
quick.
Figgy, how was your Valentine's Day morning? And you know what I mean.
You
let's
already
not,
know.
Let's not beat around
you
the bush here.
Oh, don't beat around the bush? Is there a pun there? let's talk about beating
around
the bush.
You think I said that by accident?
Maybe.
Figgy, tell me.
It was all right. My wife was a little upset about the job, so.
Oh, man.
It was one of those. So,
we
planned on doing something this weekend.
Good deal.
Yeah. It's all good.
Sometimes it's better when they're angry.
Question of the day here on In the Loop, and we appreciate you on a Valentine's Day for listening to us. It's going to be a fun show. The lines are open all the time on In the Loop, but we really want to hear from the ladies today. 713-572-4610. We want to hear from some women. Call in. Tell us what you did special for that special someone. Mm-hmm. What did you do for your hubby, or why does your Valentine's Day suck? We want to hear from the ladies. 713-572-4610. But the Astros, they're about to get underway. A.J. Hinch met with the media. And he had this to say about the standards that have been established by the Houston Astros.
When you set a franchise record for wins and people ask you what happened at the end of the year, that's a unique question. And rightfully so. You know, I think we've had to earn that question and that standard. But I love it. I love the expectations. That beats having a bad team and no expectations.
All right, John, so I'm going to ask you right now. We know what the Astros standards are, and they've worked very hard for those standards, as A.J. Hinch said. It's basically a World Series or bust organization. What are the standards for your Houston Texans?
That's a great question. Just real quick on the Astros and what A.J. Hinch said there. And by the way, we'll play this later, but I got a kind of a problem with something that A.J. Hinch said also or indicated. But the standards change given where you are the year before. Like when the Astros were losing 103 games, their standards were not World Series or bust. So they have created these higher standards. So you have to be realistic, basically, is what I'm saying. The Texans' standards, they're not quite yet to Super Bowl or bust because they've never sniffed an AFC Championship game. So that's the standard. The standard is, what's that next step? What's that next level to get to, right? Like if you're in a sales force at company X, you know, oil and gas, software, whatever, and you've never hit the $500,000 or the $1 million, let's say, standard for the year, that's your goal. That's your standard. So the Texans right now, their standard is the AFC Championship game. Just get there and I'm happy. It's a good year.
But that's not the standard. That's hope. You can't have a standard of something you've never done. They've never been.
No,
in
see,
the
I think I think the standard is the next step. Because if I were to say the standard is winning a division, first of all, divisions don't really matter, you know, other than playoff seeding. But like nobody says we've won five division championships. You know, that means you're kind of a loser organization if you're saying that's our standard is winning a division championship. See, they've done that. Their standard, their expectation might be a division championship, you know, in terms of national perspective. But their standard should be one step beyond that. Is our standard where we are right now as a show?
No.
Our standard is one step beyond where we are. And then after we get there, it's one step beyond that.
I think the standard right now with Deshaun Watson as your quarterback, I think your standard is to compete for the division title every year. I think you got to crawl before you walk. And I think that's,
but they do.
I think that's what
I mean,
the Texans
they are there.
Well, I mean, 2 years ago, they were 4-12.
I understand so, that, but they've won two others but underneath Bill O'Brien.
But it's I just think it, I think that's what, I think that is the standard. If you can do that consistently to where you don't fall off the cliff too much and you're, we talk about the ceiling and we talk about the floor. I think the floor for the Houston Texans right now should be 8-8, and you hope that the ceiling gets higher as time goes on, but we've only seen Deshaun Watson play one full season healthy. So to me, that's where my standard is. Would I like for it to change? Sure. I want to see how Brian Gain handles a full draft. I want to see how he handles an offseason, but the Texans in AFC Championship, it would be the first time ever. So I can't hold them to that standard just yet. I want to. Mm-hmm. I'd like to. I believe in Deshaun Watson. I think Deshaun Watson's going to do a lot of good things, but I'm just not there yet. What about with the Rockets, though?
The Rockets, the standard for the Rockets to get to the NBA Finals. That should be their standard.
God, you are ruthless.
Because they've been to the conference finals. I don't think that's overextending what your standard should be. I don't want to be what I've been every day. I want to be what I can be better. I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, let me put it on a radio perspective. We are a really good show. I mean, that's just being honest.
Number one in the city.
I'm not trying to be, you know.
Number one in the city.
Boastful or whatever. We are a really good show.
It's a fact.
But I'm not going to say my standard is for you and I to host a nationally, you know, aired morning radio show. First of all, I don't want to. I like local radio.
H-Town.
I've always liked local radio.
H-Town, stay down.
But my standard is to improve on where we are, to get to the next step.
Yeah.
To dominate. Not dominate. Just win, but dominate.
Right.
So that's my standard. My standard is not to stay where. That's status quo, man.
But that's your personal standard.
Yeah.
I'm talking about our standard of them. I mean, obviously, if Bill O'Brien goes in there at the start of training camp and he goes, "All right, guys, our standard is we want to compete for a division title," I would say, what the hell is wrong with you?
Exactly.
But as guys who follow the team, as guys who cover the team, as mm-hmm. guys who got to be honest, my standard, my realistic standard for them, compete for the division title. Hopefully that changes. We'll get more into this as it continues. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. It is a Valentine's Day on In the Loop.
I have a question for you in Figgy 2 and our loopholes.
Okay.
We'll get to that next.
We'll get to that next, and we're also going to get to something that is 5 days away from happening that we've been talking about for a long, 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 long time. We'll tell you what that is next In the Loop on Valentine's Day on Sports Radio 610.
I love you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.